The Gemara in the bottom, Daf Mizayin Amud Aleph, brings down the pasuk in Rus that is the makor for the din of Kenyan Chalipin. So the pasuk says like this: "V'zayis lifnim b'sala gula v'alatmoy l'kam kol davar shalaf ishnal v'nasan l'reiv." So the Gemara darshins gula is a mechira. Gula is referring to mechira. V'chen armer le'igal and tamura so chalipin. Tamura is chalipin. V'chen armer le'achlifen abli armer isai. So we see that tamura means a lashon of chalipin. Let's move forward. There's two different kinyanim over here. There's a Kenyan called Geula, which is Mechira, and there's a Kenyan called Tumah, which is Chalip. And the question is, what is the difference between these two Kenyanim? Rashi explains that the Ramaschal Geula is a Mechira. Rashi says, Shemachala Mechira Gemura Bedamim, Vilkibo Mais, Vain Lakam, Devin Mechasa, and they Kenyans. It's like Rashi, he sold him a Mechira Gemura with Damim, but it's not Mechaba Mais. And the Mechira is going to be Chal with the Kenyan. So it's Mavur from Rashi that the Kenyan is not through the Kesef. He didn't give Damim yet. The Kenyan is being done through a Kenyan Siddur. That is how the kinnin is being chal. So that's one type of kinnin. Then he says, the other one, the next rash is, Zuchaliban shemachlef kli zeh b'chevet shekinag, they machlef one kli with another kli, and that is the din of tmura. And the question is, what is the chil between these two different dinim of kinyanim? L'char, they're both a kinnin chalipin, and l'char, it's the same thing. So what is the chil? Why do we need two different psukim, two different kinyanim? L'char, they're just two different forms of kinnin chalipin. And Reb Shmuel Izovsky and Zichron Shmuel, Simon Rem Zion, is Mazra. There's really two different dinim of kinyanim over here in the chalukim beside dinim. There's two different types of chalipin. There's something called a kinyan sudr, and there's something called chalipin of shavu b'shavu. And he says a kinyan sudr is the pshat that you're buying a chepetz and you pay for the chepetz with money. You're paying the Shabbos of the chepetz with money. That's how you pay for the chepetz. But the money is not what's causing the kinyan. That's not what's being kinyan. So how are you being kinyan? The kinyan is being chal through a kinyan sudr. Besides the money that will be given eventually, you make a kinyan sudr. It's like a symbolic maisa kinyan. The maisa kinyan of exchanging of a sudr is what shafts the kinyan, and that is what's makna the chayfetz to the kinyan. So the payment is done through damen, but the maisa kinyan is the sudr. Mashenken by chalipin, when we say zu chalipin, shemaklev klizem b'chayfetz shekinegne, that's a whole different din. That's chalif v'shava b'shava, where you maklev one chayfetz for another chayfetz, and they they have the same value. So by giving chayfetz A for chayfetz B, that is the tashlumin of the chayfetz. That is the shabbos of the chayfetz. So it's not the pshat, even though it's a ma'isa chalipin, it's not the same as sudr, which is just the ma'isa kinyan ba'amla that's being piled, but it's the fact that you're paying for the shabbos of chayfetz A by giving chayfetz B, that damim of chayfetz A is what's being kaina. So it's a kinyan chalipin that works midin shava b'shava, and not just a ma'isa kinyan just by giving the sudr, like the din of gula zu mechira. And so it's mamash two different dinim. Gula zeh mechira is a maisa kinyan sudr that's makna the chayfetz, and you're going to pay for it with damim. Chalipin is a din of chalipin shava b'shava, and even though shava b'shava Rashi holds you need a kli shemachlef kli zeh b'chayfetz shekinegda, that's a whole different type of kinyan. It's not a maisa kinyan, but it's the shabbos of kli A, which is makna the kli B because you're machlef it for that that kli. So those are two different dinim kinyan mechalukim v'sai dinim. And Ayin Shalom that he says there would be nafkminas between them, why you need to have these two different dinim of kinyanim.